Yeah, I think they can take on any form they want. And certainly it's very revealing, the Hebrews passage about entertaining angels unaware, because the same angel who appears as, I don't know, it could be a homeless person on the street, it could be somebody in a supermarket, it could be someone who has a flat tire, or, you know, whatever it is. And I think the very fact that they've entertained angels unaware, it doesn't just mean they're unaware that they're angels when they're with them, but then they suddenly disappear and they go, oh, that was an angel. I've heard stories of that from fairly credible people. That could happen sometimes. Yeah. But other times it may be that you don't know and you won't know until heaven, where you're rewarded by the Lord for helping a person, and you meet that person and you see an angel who was that. And so they sometimes test, we're sometimes, tested, how you treat them. And so in the same sense that you see, where in as much as you've done it on the least of these, my brethren, so you've done it unto me. So you have, you could say Christ in human form, even though they're truly humans, he's taking it as if they have done this action to him. But then you literally have angels who are taking on this appearance. And so, yeah, I think that suggests that they can change their appearance. Maybe they can do it immediately. Maybe they can do it rapidly. In science fiction, it's called shapeshifter,